This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A fellow from Brazil is expected to get the nod today to run the World Trade Organization. He replaces Pascal Lamy of France. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
The U.S. and Europe are pulling for a Mexican candidate at the top of the WTO, but a longtime diplomat from Brazil gets the job, Roberto Azevedo. What do you see as the significance?
It indicates, I think, that the U.S. and the European Union were perfectly prepared to go along with Mr. Azevedo, but they recognized that there was perhaps some benefit in allowing a candidate who had wider support amongst the WTO's membership. The WTO does try to do everything just about by consensus. They were trying to identify a candidate who would command, at the very least, the acquiescence of all the member states, and that's what we've got.
You might think that watching the WTO might be like watching paint dry or something, but many...
No, it's not nearly that exciting.
It's slow movement forward on policy issues, but many of our jobs depend on it.
Well, in a sense, that's true. I mean, you say slow movement on policy issues. Actually, I think you could describe it as more or less no movement at all on the big policy issue, which has been the negotiations known as the Doha Round, which are intended to provide another big leap forward in global trade liberalisation. It does still matter, though, because there is an existing set of global trade rules, and the WTO has a role in enforcing them. And that does matter because countries do break the rules, and I think most people in business would recognise that it's useful to have some kind of discipline on countries, and the WTO does do that. It's just that it's not really making any discernible progress with taking the trade liberalisation agenda forward.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.